on the Clean Power Plan, when you look at what the past administration did, as the governor indicated, using regulations at the federal level to pick winners and losers, you know, to tell states across the country, utility companies, how to generate electricity. You know, Mississippi, like other states across the country, you have bodies that govern utility services, and you help that the focus is on stability, cost, resiliency of the grid. And when the federal government comes in and says, look, you're not going to generate electricity through fossil fuels, natural gas and coal, you're going to shift to renewables almost exclusively, driving utility rates up, you know, 30% to 40% on citizens across Mississippi and across the country, it's not good as far as practical outcomes, but also it's not good and consistent with the law and the U.S. Supreme Court. So what we did this week was provide clarity, was to say that the overreach of the past administration of picking winners and losers was not going to continue, and we've begun a process to make sure that whatever steps we take are consistent with the bounds of the statute and authority that Congress has given us.